We now have the opportunity in our worship service to take a break, to take a pause and place our burdens upon Jesus. We do that specifically with the prayer of the church. Please rise and join me in the prayer of the church. Let us now pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We pray for the church, that the message of salvation be proclaimed joyfully throughout all the world. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the nations of the world, that all would know times of peace and security. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all workers in the church, asking the blessings of holy wisdom and heavenly grace to all leaders, deaconesses, and teachers. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our nation as we rejoice in the freedoms we enjoy. Grant that we live out our citizenship with dedication and gratitude. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for special conditions and circumstances. By your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity, especially those on our prayer list this week. Kai, Bev, Haley, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman, Svenja, Andrew, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Julie, Rich, Peggy and Dawn, Caroline, Cheryl, Sue, Gabe, Bradley, John, Tom and Donna, Tom, Audrey, Janine, Greg, Bob, Carla, Bobby and Alexi, Sue, Art, Pam recovering from surgery this week, Jim and Carrie, Kathy and Jerry, V, Erica and her family mourning the sudden loss of her husband, the Bartholomew family mourning Chuck's death in the last week, also for the family of Gertie Borshawa as they mourn her recent death and as they now gather this week for her funeral, and also for Barry and Betty Hagen for those health concerns that Betty has experienced this week. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And at this point in the service, we continue with the service of the Holy Sacrament. This, again, is a reminder of how Jesus takes on our burden and we receive rest from him. At this moment, we'll ask that you take the cup that you received at the beginning of the service and please follow my instruction. We're going to first off do a reminder of the words of institution found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Before you actually came to church, the elements were actually consecrated, but we do want to take a moment and remind ourselves of those words. Now, Paul, who wrote these words, actually wasn't there at the Last Supper. That's interesting. That means that these words were shared with him and passed on to him, and then he wrote it down. That's how important these words were for the early Christians. This comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 25 through 27. Paul says, "In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.'" We will all partake of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ together in this moment. So let's begin by first off taking off that first seal to get to the body of Christ. Once you have that out, Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now we will unseal the second seal to get to the blood of Christ.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you and give you that rest that was shared today. Depart with peace and joy. Jesus is with you. Amen.